While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock.
The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with fear, great fear, for the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord." Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take time with you during the season of Christmas, the rich, overwhelming felt sense that God is among us, Emmanuel. And of course, that's the heart of what we've been doing in these podcasts. When Greg and I really began them, talking about them as clouds and sunlight, this sense of the coming and going of an uncertainty in our lives, even in a darkness. And yet the brilliance of God's light, the light of the world, yes, shining, but the light of the world being the window pane of the rich transparency of God's longing to be with us. Here in Christmas time, we have that deep encounter, a delight and presence of the abiding God, the anointed God, the God of Christ, the one who came empowered with the oil upon him of gladness to cast out the darkness of our hearts and to bring you and I into a new time, Yom Yahweh, a day of the Lord that would usher in an amazing experience of peace and justice for all people, shown all around them. First, first to shepherds. I mean, where do you start if you want to take a message to everybody? Well, in the time of Jesus, and we may all know that, it wouldn't have been the shepherds. Yet it was. So you and I could say, well, it's not me, Lord. Somebody else is going to. And I would say, watch that. Literally watch that. Listen, see. Let your senses open to the wonder of Christmas. Greg and I are sensitive to the beauty of times like this with each other and some of what we've heard from people who listen in, who are in with us in hearing the Word of God. I'm meditating a bit here with you just the day before Christmas on Luke 2:1-14, and the companion reading that is so rich and full, Isaiah 9:1-6. They will call him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this. The ancient promise of this zeal, and taking a little time to understand it through scholars, zeal, this quality of God, is interpreted from that tradition as one that could be both one that would condemn and punish. Here told us it is the zeal of the Lord that retrieves us, draws us up, brings us freedom, light, and peace, breaks the yoke that has been binding us, casts off and burns with the fuel of God's loving flame those things that hold us back, moving out from places of battle into the fields, the new fields of peace. These fields, you and I know as we take time here, are really wonderful places, fertile places, fields within our hearts. Fields of new life. Fields of dreams. To dream the dream that God has dreamed for us. To be shepherds ourselves and stand in places where we can look up and have a 360-degree experience of God's glistening, shining brilliance breaking in upon us, gently, without violence, nor without our willingness and desire to have that light and life and peace of God come to our hearts. Wherever you are and however you might be listening to this or other times when we've shared these times with you, Greg and I, we know that we choose our own place. I often image it, and I love doing it. I think of people I know sit in variety of settings and places, and some who walk or run. So the position is significant because it's yours, it's mine. And it's interesting enough, too, where we listen. I begin to understand a bit more ways of trusting and then allowing that call from God to follow. To follow God's own self. To be those who have the zeal to bring peace and justice, happiness, joy to others. It's such a wonderful outreach, but again, without going there too quickly or too far, let us return to that field of dreams within our hearts, that place where God's light is now being shown, that vastness of a place of tenderness from which we can have that 360-degree view of the shepherds who stood there on a hillside or a mountain and looked up into what was, as night is, first a dark sky, and then heard a choir of angels and a call out that has changed us and the world for all time. Messengers, angels are messengers, speaking for God, God presence, calling them to go find the one who has been born.
When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Let us go, let us see this thing which the Lord has made known to us."
And you and I are on that same wonderful journey, finding, listening, following. But we do it first by a gentling of our hearts and souls and a listening. The capacity to receive again the gift of zeal within our own hearts. Not hyperaction and just plans and excitement, but true zeal. Zeal rising up to set others free. The second reading for the Mass, for Midnight Mass, closes with the line that God himself is eager to do good. And I found myself thinking about eagerness and zeal as two qualities that we too are gifted with from God. Not obliged, but eager, willing, longing, both for this light and for ourselves, those who are called to bring this light, this Christmas light, this new light, this joy and peace that ancients longed for, and we do too. So wherever you are now, and maybe the Christmas season, because Greg was so desirous that we would take time to reach out to you at this time, you and I might come alive again to God's own zeal and our call to eagerness, but also resting. Again, not from hyperaction, but from the excitement of God's presence, that we might be present to others. Lectio, meditatio and contemplatio. Rise up in oratio and action, because we take the time to receive. to do this 360-degree lectio, not only reading the face of a page, but the face of the world. Listening not only to the scriptures read out loud, but the loud world reading the scriptures back to us in their longings, in their hopes. And out of the darkness of these days, light rising up, we come to see it if we take time to open our hearts. Hearts open, fields, places, hillsides, mountains. We're up in our own darkness. We, like shepherds, gaze up and see and go look for the one who has come, so that we too might proclaim that he has come to us in a manger, in a humble, simple place. This Lord of peace, this David's son, this God hero, who sends us forth to bring the same wonderful human and divine message. Emmanuel, God is with us. May we live in peace. Let us then feel the stillness of Christmas for a moment. Be still and know the abiding God who has zeal for us. Be still and know I'm that God. Be still. Be. Be joy and happiness and peace for others. Let us open the field of God's dream for everyone. Merry Christmas, my sisters and brothers, whatever time of year this is for you. Greg and I greet you, for each day is that breaking forth, that wonderful joy, for God has come to us and set us free.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made bold, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had softly fallen, snow on snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago. Heaven cannot hold him, nor the earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away. May have gathered there.